final guest for the day on the line, and that's Jeff Angel from the Total Environment Centre. Hi, Jeff. How are you?
Good, and you?
I'm good, but you've had a rather tumultuous week, haven't you? I haven't actually warmed the listeners up, but there was an editorial in the Telegraph, Daily Telegraph, earlier this week, which called for the total defunding of the Total Environment Centre, amongst other environment groups. And again, a piece came out today where Barnaby Joyce, as the Deputy Prime Minister, has been looking at the idea that animal rights organisations that are similarly charity-based and or not-for-profit organisations should also be defunded. So the climate at the moment for organisations that have a particular idealistic motivation seems to be... Jeff, are you okay?
Yes. Well, we're continuing to fight despite the attacks from political and media interests who think we're being too effective.
Ah, so you think this is because you've annoyed some powerful people. Now, what on earth have you done to do that this week?
Well, I guess it's a combination of things. The New South Wales bad government's not doing well in the polls. Too many people are attacking the Premier, who was, you know, let's face it, their shining electoral asset. And we've had a pretty torrid fight with them on land clearing legislation. They got rid of our previous laws that were working quite well. And then a couple of weeks ago, we gave the Premier the Golden Bulldozer Award.
Uh-oh.
So I guess he got upset, or friends of his got upset, and they got onto the Murdoch press.
Right, and there was an immediate backlash. The Golden Bulldozer Award for Environmental Destruction, you know, that was, I hear that was a ceremony that went on attended by several hundred people outside Mike Baird's office over there in Manly. So there were plenty of people who felt that he deserved it, but perhaps he didn't agree. Maybe not.
Well, you know, I'm surprised that he or his supporters have such thin skins. I mean, you know, politicians are supposed to have thick skins. They do work in a pretty tumultuous environment. I don't really know where those stories came from. They certainly had data that only the government has, including a previous report on the expenditure of funds by peak environment groups. So someone was feeding the information to them and urging the Telegraph to push for our defunding. As a consequence, the government is going to audit the expenditures of all those groups of that funding. And I can guarantee you no group has anything to hide. We knew what the conditions of the grants were. So it's a more general political attack, like the one by Barnaby, on the operations, on the advocacy activity of environment groups.
So is this a freedom of speech issue?
Of course it is. You know, when the mining industry gets upset, it pushes for defunding of environmental defenders' offices so they don't have access to legal aid, because they take things to court. They take things to court which embarrass the mining industry. When the government doesn't like what public interest groups are saying about them and doing about them, exercising valid and accepted political democratic rights, they seek to attack their funding. You know, but it is an old adage of environmental and other social change campaigning, is that when they start attacking you like this, you must be having an effect on them.
Absolutely. It must be making you feel rather important and rather excited as well, because even though, you know, the Total Environment Centre, like all these organisations, you're not fat, you're not padded, you're not operating, you know, with vast amounts of money flying around, you don't spend it on marketing, you're not spending a lot on admin. It's a very lean, clean organisation. You can go to the Total Environment Centre website and those of all the other not-for-profits, and you can see it's very easy to access how much money is coming from government grants for specific projects, how much is actually being donated by your long-time supporters. And what happened this week was quite interesting. You got a real flood of support as a result of the Daily Telly's attack, did you not?
Yes, some wonderful donations. And I think people are as enraged as we are as the public interest groups that are charities that do run on donations get attacked in this way. And I think that's so not giving them a fair go. You know, these politicians blab on about giving everyone a fair go as some sort of mantra, but in fact in the community people really do want everyone to have a fair go, and if politicians can't stand the heat of justified heat of criticism, then maybe they should get another job. This is normal democratic processes, and the community speaks with their wallets and their donations.
Yeah, well, you are one of the many voices out there, and it is people sort of, I suppose someone like Baird thinks, oh, that group over there, that Total Environment Centre, you know, saying rude things about me. But really, you're there because you represent a group of people who have a valid point of view. It's not yours. It's that community's. So,
yeah, I mean, you know, TEC wouldn't have survived for over 40 years if it didn't have public support. And over that 40 years, we've seen that public support grow and grow. So it's not like, we're afraid that we're representing a minority interest. We are representing a majority interest. And some of the decisions of government, state and federal simply feed minority vested interests. And that's what's not about giving the Australian community and the environment a fair go. Minority vested interests hold sway over very important government decisions and influencing those decisions. And it's our job to point out what's wrong with those decisions and articulate the public interest in protecting the environment.
Well, particularly at the moment, I mean, you know, the golden bulldozer is a small joke aside from the running of the entire country. And we've seen the backflip this week with the Prime Minister, who was looking at, who sort of slyly, one would have thought, on the back of some success towards the end of the year, was slipping in the idea that we should have an emissions intensity trading scheme. And his Environment Minister, Josh Frydenberg, actually talked about that. It was floated. It was nipped in the bud. So we've got the situation where it feels like the boat's a bit rudderless. We're kind of going from one side to the other, swinging. You know, there was a really good explanation of what the emissions intensity trading scheme could have done, for instance, for our household electricity bills today in The Guardian. Catherine Murphy said, she explained it this way, if you set up a technology neutral emissions trading scheme in the electricity industry and allow trading to happen, trading, which is what the Liberal National Coalition is supposed to be most concerned with, there's an implicit subsidy for low emission power generation, and that delivers lower prices for consumers than some of the alternatives. So, in fact, the emissions intensity scheme, which Malcolm Turnbull was going to bring in and now isn't, would have delivered an average saving, it's been speculated, of $216 a year on household electricity bills compared with business as usual. That's a saving. That's called lower power bills. What's going on, Jeff? Is it...
we're talking old philosophies, old mantras. And clearly the conservative part of government, and I mean, given that Malcolm only has a one-seat majority, the conservative voice in his party is very loud. They're running an ideological battle. They don't want to talk about climate change. They don't want Australia to do anything about climate change because some of them don't believe it or they just don't think it's that serious. Have that sort of enlarged amplification from the one-seat majority, and Malcolm's running scared. You'll also see they're starting to pander to the One Nation vote because it's the Conservatives who may suffer most. I don't know what Malcolm's going to do to redeem his reputation, but he's certainly digging himself a very deep hole. And what environment groups like Total Environment Centre are saying is, we don't want to go in that big hole with you, Malcolm. We're going to keep campaigning out in the public and putting the alternative point of view.
Well, interesting times, because we've had Christina Photius, who's a politician and the wife of New South Wales Liberal Party power broker Michael Photius, say she's quit the party in order to speak out against what she calls the vocal minority of Conservatives. She says are preventing any progress on climate policy by the Turnbull government. Interesting.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the people fighting the environment movement and the public on effective policies for climate change are afraid that the environment is starting to get a voice in economic decisions.
As it should.
These people come from economic paradigm. They believe all the mantras, whether it's free trade, globalisation, giving corporations power to sue governments, having a price on carbon to protect the environment. They all see that as an utter attack on their basic conservative principles.
Or vested interests.
We're having a massive... Sorry?
Or vested interests.
Yeah, well, vested interests certainly come and lobby them, and they put it in those sorts of... that phraseology, you know. Oh, you might lose a few short-term jobs. I mean, the net outcome is absolutely opposite, but they put it in those sort of terms to appeal to their political philosophies, and the far-right elements of the Liberal Party are getting a lot of support from those people, and they're starting to infect good environmental policies. But we live in a democracy, and those sorts of things don't go unanswered.
Well, considering the support you've had this week as a result of the attack by the Murdoch press on the Total Environment Centre and other environment groups that have been singled out, it looks like the community is behind you. And if people want to go to the TEC website and make a donation, there is a tele fund there. And that's one way of making sure that these voices are not silenced. You're not going anywhere, yeah. Are you, Jeff?
No, I'm not going anywhere. And the more donations we get, the more staff we can have to point out the problems the government's having.
Well, thanks for joining us. I know you're busy, and you better get back there to the fundraising. And and we'll speak to you soon. Thanks, Jeff Angel.
Thank you, Ruth. Bye.